So reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adivela, chapter 13, the advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, text 99. Sehi kale nijalai uttiya adhetarai.
Sehi kale nijalai
uttiya adhetarai. Nitya kare anandite mane.
Nitya kare anandite mane.
Nitya kare anandite mane.
Nitya kare anandite mane.
Haridase laye sange hunka kirtan range.
Haridase laye sange hunka
Hari dasse laye sange unkar kirtan range.
Hari dasse laye sange unkar kirtan range.
Ke nache ke anahi jane.
Ke nache ke anahi jane.
Sei kale nijjalaya uttiya adhetarai.
Sei kale nijjalaya
Nitya kare anandita mane.
Nitya kare anandita mane.
Hari dasa laya sanga unka kirtan range.
Hari dasa laya sanga unka kirtan
range. Kene nache ke anahi jane.
Kene nache ke anahi
Sei kale nijjalai uttiya adhetarai.
Sei kale nijjalai uttiya adhetarai.
Nitya kare anandita mane.
Nitya kare anandita mane.
Hari dasa laye sanga unka kirtan range.
Hari dasa laye sanga unka kirtan range.
Kene nache ke nahi jane.
Kene nache ke nahi jane.
Se kale nijjalaya uttiya adhetarai.
Se kale nijjalaya uttiya adhetarai.
Nitya kare anandita mane.
Nitya kare anandita mane.
Yeah.
Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu, in his own house at Shantipur, was dancing in a pleasing mood, taking Haridas Thakur with him. He danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. It is understood that Advaita Prabhu at that time was in his own paternal house at Shantipur. Haridas frequently used to meet him. Coincidentally, therefore, he was also there, and upon the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them immediately began to dance. But no one in Shantipur could understand why those two saintly persons were dancing. I'll read the next verse also. Dekhi uparagahashi Shikra gangi gate ase Ananda korila ganga shnana Paye uparaga chale apanare manavale Brahmanire dila manadana. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganges and bathed in the river in great jubilation. Taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse, Advaita Acharya, by his mental strength, distributed various types of charity to the Brahmins. Purport. It is the custom to give in charity to the poor as much as possible during the time of a lunar or solar eclipse. Advaita Acharya, therefore taking advantage of this eclipse, distributed many varieties of charity to the Brahmins. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.3.11, there is a statement that when Krishna took his birth, Vasudeva immediately took advantage of this moment and distributed 10,000 cows to the Brahmanas. It is customary among Hindus that at the time a child is born, especially a male child, the parents distribute great charity and jubilation. Advaita Acharya was actually interested in distributing charity because of Lord Chaitanya's birth at the time of the lunar eclipse. People could not understand, however, why Advaita Acharya was giving such a great variety of things in charity. He did so not because of the lunar eclipse, but because of the Lord's taking birth. At that moment, he distributed exactly as Vasudeva did at the time of Lord Krishna's appearance. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Vinandana Salakya Shakshurinmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kalamayam Dadati Swarpadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sadivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisatam Vidamscha He Krishna Gurusindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavana Sute Devi Ramani Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare When Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world at the time of an eclipse of the full moon, which ordinarily would be a time of inauspiciousness. Ordinarily, at times like that, in India, people stay in their houses. Ordinarily, at a time like that, no one eats, no one sleeps. Ordinarily, at a time like that, they cover all the boga that is in the house with kusa grass so that it will be protected and not contaminated by the influence of Rahu. So people are very careful about the influence of Rahu at the time of a grahan, an eclipse. Also, it is customary to take baths in the Ganga. During the grahan, some are doing it during the time of the eclipse, and others, at least after, take a bath to kind of purify themselves from all the inauspicious elements that were present. But how different was the atmosphere when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at the time of an eclipse? There was no question of inauspiciousness. Rather, the entire atmosphere became surcharged with transcendental energy. And everyone, it is mentioned in the previous verse in 98, the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. So, fully transcendental to any material conditions, the chanting of the holy name transformed everything. The presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the personification of mercy, the combination of these two changed everything. It is exactly that which is the essence of the Sankirtan movement. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Nam namakari bahudani jisarva shakti satarpitani amatas maranena kala. The chanting of the holy name is invested with the full potency of the Supreme Lord. And there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names. So the names are fully merciful, but along with the names appears Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is adding mercy, and therefore now in this particular age, when the chanting of Harinam is performed, the result is very quickly due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's added mercy. And therefore, this is the special time, the special time for performance of the Sankirtan Yagya, this particular Kali Yuga. In one sense, one could say, this is not Kali Yuga at all, it is Chaitanya Yuga. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives an interesting metaphor where he describes that when you want to see a jewel in all its effulgence and glory, you put that on a black background, on a dark background. And you have a box and you have a dark background, so, and then you have the effulgent jewel with more effulgent on a dark background. In the same way, the age of Kali that we are in is simply a black backdrop for the effulgent golden avatar who appears in this yuga. And it's his yuga. It's actually, it is in a sense, one could say, Chaitanya Yuga. The yuga of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he laughs and smiles, and Advaita Acharya, equally so. Dekhi uparaga hasi. Looking at the eclipse, Advaita Acharya started laughing, hasi. He started laughing, joyful, dancing, chanting in great jubilation. Because both Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, it is said, performed his bhajan in the place Benapol. Benapol is just a little bit to the east of Shantipur. It's not that far. It's now in Bangladesh, but it was within the region of Shantipur. So Haridas Thakur would roam around in that area. And there are a few places where he would sometimes stay. Sometimes he would go to Saptagram. Sometimes he would visit Shantipur and regularly associate with Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is considered to be 52 years older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Haridas Thakur, 35 years older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they both were on the planet as practicing Vaishnavas for a substantial amount of time. Haridas also started clearly at a very young age. After all, he was very young when that prostitute came, and he was already evolved as a Vaishnava by then. So, by the time of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas had also been practicing for a long time. Another Vaishnava who was also a contemporary of the elders, of the parents of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was Srivas Pandit. He was of the same age as Jagannath Misra and Sachimata, and along with his wife Malini, they were neighbors. They were basically neighbors. They were living just a stone throw away. And they were very close with the family. Malini was assisting at the time of childbirth. And so they were like right there from the beginning, that intimate. Of course, these were all the eternal associates of the Supreme Lord, Krishna Varnam, Trisha Krishnam, Sangupangasta Parasadam, the Parasvat, and the Parishat, or the Supreme Lord's eternal associates, that is Parishat. So, Panchata Pramakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhakta Vatara Bhakta Kim Namana Bhakti Shakti Kam. Lord Chaitanya, who appeared as Bhakta Rupa in the form of a devotee. Nityananda, who is not different
from Lord Chaitanya. He is his very own form, therefore he is Nityananda Swarup, his Bhakta Swarup Pram. Advaita Acharya is the avatar of the Lord, Bhakta Avatar. Advaita Acharya had appeared before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was the prominent Acharya at the time and the principal teacher. Srivas Thakur, who was none other than Narada Muni, he somehow or other one day went through a difficult experience. It is said that Srivas in his youth was not exactly acting like a Vaishnava. That Srivas was a real party goer, and he used to live the, well, how do you call that, the free life. And then one day there was a prediction that Srivas, you must know that you have only one more year to live. And that if you continue in this way, you will have wasted your human form of life. So, this is mentioned in the Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak of Kavikarnapur. So, this was a quite a shock for Srivas. So much, he took it to heart, and he actually changed his ways and became a devotee. At the end of that year, Srivas was in a Bhagavatam lecture given by Devananda Pandit, and the lecture was on the first floor in a house, and Srivas became a little bit not well during the lecture. He was suffocating, couldn't breathe, and went outside to get some fresh air on the balcony. Then as he was on the balcony, he became dizzy, and he just fell over the edge. And then out of nowhere, an unknown person caught him mid-air as he was falling, broke his fall, put him on the ground, and just walked away. And Srinivas was just sort of still lying there on the ground, people around him, he went home. The next morning, he read in the Brihat Naradiya Purana, and he read the verse, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir, Anyata. At that point, that verse hit him. It hit him. And at that point, he realized that this Narada Shakti was within him. And Srivas started Sangirtan in his house, which was not appreciated by the local neighbors. They were saying, all this howling at night, and there's a party every night, and what is this chanting? And some said, yes, the Muslim authorities will get upset, and they will come and destroy our village. We should not tolerate it. And at least part of the house of Srivas was made of bamboo and chattai. Chattai means the type of bamboo matting that they make walls of in Bengal. And so some people said, yes, we should cut the house of Srivas. You can do with the bamboo chattai. We should cut it and throw it in the river. So when Advaita Acharya heard that, Advaita Acharya said that if now the Lord does not appear, I myself will appear in my four-handed form, and I will cut the head of these atheists. But that was not Advaita Acharya's desire. Advaita Acharya was, as an avatar of the Lord, very capable of fulfilling the mission of the Lord, which is defined in the Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhanam vinasya saduskritam dharma samstakartya sambhavan yuge yuge. I appear in millennium after millennium for establishing, for annihilating the demons and establishing the principles of religion. So like that, the Supreme Lord appears. Advaitacharya could do. He could easily kill some demons, no problem. He could establish the principles of religion. But he could not do what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could do. Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prem Vadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guru Tvisa Namaha. He could not distribute love of God. He could not give that Krishna Prem, that love of Golok, that he could not give. That only the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself can give. And therefore, Advaita Acharya, who was the Supreme Lord, was worshipping the Shaligram Shila and the with Tulsi and Gangajal. Why? Because he had read in one scripture that if one offers me with love and devotion some water and a leaf, then I have nothing in my possession to give in exchange. And therefore all I can do is give myself. When Advaita Acharya read that, then he thought, this is it. This is it. And he said, in this way, I can force him to appear. Therefore, one could say that actually, was it worship or was it a conspiracy? Was it blackmail? Was it, in a sense, it was. He forced. Lord Chaitanya in that way. So, at the time of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, we can see that Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, due to their exalted state of Krishna consciousness, due to their being completely, first of all, Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Lord, and there is one Supreme Lord. And from that one Supreme Lord, many other forms may manifest. Just as there is one original light, and from that original light we can light many candles. Brahma Samhita. So, we understand that Advaita Acharya is a light lit from the original light of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the nature of Vishnu Tattva or Krishna Tattva is that it's simultaneously one and many. Although they are different personalities, they are not different like you and me. We are Vibhinamsa, separated particles, separated parts. Vibhina means separated and amsa means particle or part. Vibhinamsa, that is the jivas, chitkana, all separate fragments. That is what we are. But the separated forms of the Supreme Lord are separated and non-separated. They are also one. It's also the one Supreme Lord. Sometimes Krishna manifests four arms. In some pastimes, he manifests four arms. Just like that. In Bhagavatam, for example, when there was an issue about Aswatthama. Aswatthama had killed the sleeping sons of Draupadi. He was captured by Arjuna and brought to the Pandavas, and the Pandavas became divided. It was Bhima who was ready to kill him, and he should be killed right now. He's a murderer. No mercy. Krishna was totally in the same mood. He should be killed. He should be killed. Right? Draupadi was from, no, Arjuna, don't kill him. We don't want that his mother will suffer like I'm suffering. So he's a Brahmana after all. Yudhisthira also, he's a Brahmana, was also saying he's a Brahmana, he should not be killed. So the Pandavas were divided and Krishna was on the heavy side, right? And then Bhima said, well, if Arjuna's not doing it, then I'll do it myself. Right? And he was just ready to get into action, and then as a real drama, Draupadi jumped in between, no, stop! And it became a whole thing. And then Krishna suddenly manifested two extra arms. Right? And he got in between. And two arms to hold Draupadi back, two arms to hold Bhima back. And in this way, he controlled the situation. So, yes, Krishna. All these forms are also Krishna. There's no difference. Narayan, Krishna, same. No difference. There is no difference. There is a difference and no difference. So Vishnu Tattva is one. So at that time of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, as being Lord Vishnu himself, was fully aware of what of the transcendental event that was taking place. He was fully in the picture. And therefore, in total ecstasy, that now not only did the Supreme Lord appear, but now the unique, most amazing thing would happen. Now, that same Supreme Lord would come into the world and bestow mercy upon the living beings to a point which was beyond anything that happened in the entire day of Brahma, which is a cycle of 1,000 yugas, 1,000 divya yugas. Advaita Acharya, it is said, he is the expansion of the Lord. And Advaita Acharya is as Mahavishnu. He is Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. From Mahavishnu, Sadashiva expands, and they deal with the material energy and with the jivas. Therefore, Advaita Acharya is particularly concerned with the fate of the jivas, the fallen jivas in the material world. He's particularly very, very much absorbed in being merciful and in just somehow or other giving them the mercy, but not just principles of Dharma. No, the full mercy. The mercy of that unalloyed love, of the residents of Vrindavan. And then, even more so, that unalloyed love of the gopis in Vrindavan, who did not care about anything material and who were fully ready to just sacrifice anything for Krishna's benefit. Anything. No personal concern. Krishna's happiness is all there is. Yes. So, and then Srimati Radharani, who is the ultimate servant of Krishna, who serves Krishna with such intense pure love, and therefore everything is. It's just made of pure dedication. And then it is not that she is collecting items, attractive items to offer to Krishna so he can be pleased. No. She is herself the most attractive item. Right? She is the most attractive item to Krishna. Right? And she offers herself as the most attractive item to Krishna. And her whole being is just her whole being is just a manifestation for attracting Krishna. It's not that simply she is that she's created like that, right? It is that she has fully lined up her independence with that. She has no independence from Krishna. There is no independence. Her independence is fully dedicated to Krishna. There is a nice story in this regard, which by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It is known as the Prema Samputta. And this story is about Radharani, who at that time is married and stays with her shadow husband, Abhimanyu, in the house of her mother-in-law, Jyotila, who at that time is under severe supervision, because her mother-in-law has some suspicion that she is not possibly faithful to her husband and has too much interest in Krishna. All false allegations. Totally false. And but therefore, in that place, Javad, it is particularly a place of intense separation, very intense. Srimati Radharani is very much there in a mood of separation because there is this obstruction. There's a lot of obstruction between Radha and Krishna there. Anyway, Krishna is very creative. So, in this environment, one day, a beautiful lady appeared in the courtyard of the house. She was extraordinary. Extraordinary. I mean, not from this world. She was clearly extraordinary. Maybe a celestial being. And she was there sitting in the courtyard. So Srimati Radharani saw her and others also. So Srimati Radharani sent some of her servants, her maid servants, to go and welcome that personality appropriately and also inquire, you know, what the purpose was of the visit of that personality and how they could oblige her. That was the intention. But the lady was not really replying to any inquiries. So then Srimati Radharani had the feeling that she must be sad. There must be some sadness in her, something. She must be upset, because otherwise, amongst ladies, amongst girls, if she was in a normal state of mind, she should not be shy or close so she could reveal her mind. After all, amongst girls, no problem. So Radharani came herself. She came herself to find out what the condition was, and then she tried to reassure the lady, please reveal what is on your mind. After all, you can trust us. We are in the same position as you are. We are also young girls. We can understand. And if you have some sorrow and you share that sorrow, you'll get some relief. So in this way she tried to pacify her, and then the lady spoke. And she said that Yes, it is true. It is true. I carry some great sorrow in my heart. Yes, yes, I am not from this world. I am from the celestial regions. And you know that in the celestial regions we are witnessing all the pastimes and activities that Krishna is performing here in this world. And she said, you know, and she said, and I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. I can't watch anymore. It's just too much. It's too much. The way he's treating you. The way he's treating you, I can't bear it any longer. You are so dedicated to him, completely, fully, in every possible way. And look how he treats you. He's not faithful. Look how he treats you. And Radharani's like, no. It's not like that. No, it's not like that. She said, you must know that even although externally it appears to be so, that Krishna and myself are separated. You must know we are never separated. Never. Never. It may appear that Radha and Krishna are two. And it may appear that Radha and Krishna are two. But the truth of the matter is, we are one. We are one. One in mind. One in consciousness. We are always one, and there's no question that Krishna is ever unfaithful for a moment. He is always 100% absorbed in loving thoughts of me. I'm always 100% absorbed in loving thoughts of him. We are not separated. Never ever. Right. The goddess said that's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, I never imagines anything like that, but I still have some doubt. Still have some doubt. You know. How do you know that this is true? Maybe from your side it is like that. Maybe you are never separated from him. Maybe you are always 100% thinking of him. But how do you know? How do you know that he's also really always thinking of you and that you're not just imagining it? How do you know? He said, I still have a doubt in my heart. Don't mind. And then the goddess said, you know, if your thoughts are really one, then I think that if you intensely meditate on Krishna, then it should be possible to make him appear here, right now. Srimati Radharani said, yes, that is true, that is possible. Then the girl said, I would like to see that. All right, Srimati Radharani said. So she began to intensely meditate on Krishna, and in the process of concentration, she closed her eyes and she just deeply, deeply meditated with a desire for Krishna to appear. And then, when she opened her eyes, Krishna was there, he had appeared, and the goddess was gone. The goddess had disappeared. The goddess had given up her disguise and taken her original form as Krishna. And in this way, Radha and Krishna are never separated. They're always one. And now, this same Radha and Krishna appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that same Radha and Krishna, they appeared now in that golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya understood. Haridas Thakur, for him, no secrets. Haridas understood. Advaita Acharya understood. They danced in the greatest jubilance, and they knew now this understanding will flood the entire world. And even those who have no qualification whatsoever, they will start understanding these conclusions. How is it possible? Even these incredible, impossible to understand conclusions that even a celestial being cannot understand, these conclusions now will be known widely everywhere. Namo Ananyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namo Gurutvishya Namaha. So in this way, the jubilance of Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur was jubilance of extraordinary, appreciating the extraordinary mercy, and it made them laugh. It made them laugh, you know, like just, I mean, it's too amazing. The world doesn't know what hit them. They have no idea what actually transpired. And they are chanting for an eclipse, for auspiciousness. Yes. And they're bathing in the Ganga and all these things, and doing their ritual. And they don't know the amazing nature of the Krishna praying of Golok Vrindavan, which is just now about to rain down upon anyone in this world. Only one drop of that Krishna praying can drown the entire universe. Only one drop. So, in this way, they were thinking. Later, we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he became Nimai Pandit, that his identity was covered, and that even at that time Advaita Acharya didn't know. So we understand that later, again, they were covered by the Yoga Maya energy of the Lord, and somehow or other forgot that he was the Supreme Lord, so that the pastimes could carry on and that Nimai could be undercover. But at the time of his appearance, they were in full knowledge of the glorious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, any questions, any comments?
Hare Krishna. Since today is the disappearance of Srila Madhavendra Puri, I'm wondering if you can connect the wonderful verse Ahi Dina Dayari Dhyanata Him Dhyanata Kadavala Kesha Hidayam Tvadaloka Kataram Deita Brahmita Kim Karamina. To this, since he's also the spiritual master of Advaita Acharya, and since that verse itself is the gateway to everything I explained.
Everything began with Madhavendra Puri. It said that Lord Chaitanya made a desire tree, the Bhakti Kalpataru. He became a gardener, Mali Chaitanya. It is said that he became the gardener in the tree because he's the Supreme Lord. It said, but the seed of praying first sprouted in Madhavendra Puri. Then there were 9 sannyasis who were his disciples. The principal one, Paramananda Puri, who became the roots of the tree. And then Lord Chaitanya became the trunk. And at the top of the trunk, the branch split in two. And two main branches, like almost like trunks, were Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. And then from them, so many branches came on the Bhakti Kalpataru. So this seed of love of God first sprouted in Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri was roaming around the world. And Madhavendra Puri had never encountered anyone in the world who had the same love of God as he had. And then he met Nityananda. And Nityananda had roamed around the world and had never met anyone with the same amount of love of God that he had. And when the two met, they embraced and rolled and on the ground together. They fell in that embrace on the ground and kicked and just went beyond themselves in happiness. So, how amazing that this love of God could be there. The same love of God that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, that we said only Krishna can give. How could it be there in Madhavendra Puri? It's a mystery. It is the mystery of Madhavendra Puri's role in the entire pastime. How could it be? The Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, the diary of Murari Gupta, is shedding some light on the matter and states that Madhavendra Puri is a Shakti Avesh avatar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who entered within him and empowered him in that way and came through him as an instrument, and therefore that same love of God manifested already in a seed form in Madhavendra Puri. And then, in his final days, even such a great devotee, even such a powerful acharya, who had many powerful disciples, somehow or other, he was incapacitated, and at one stage even paralyzed. At that time, his disciple, Iswara Puri, served him very humbly. And Iswara Puri became the menial servant. Due to paralysis, Madhavendra Puri could not control bowel motions and urine and these things. And Iswara Puri simply cleaned everything in service to his spiritual master. And in this way, Iswara Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, became the emblem of the servant. Madhavendra Puri was the famous, glorious acharya, and anyone who had a connection with him was touched by this same love. And there was some ecstasy in all of his disciples. And they were the first ones who were preaching in Bengal and also in other places. And Iswara Puri, who also was an ocean of love due to the blessings of his spiritual master, Iswara Puri was the servant of that glorious spiritual master. And he became the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who highlighted with that it's the servant who can become the glorious spiritual master. And Madhavendra Puri, at the end of his life, chanted that verse, I din layadanat. He chanted that verse where he expressed a mood of separation and where he said, oh my Lord, where are you? Oh, master of Mathura, where are you now? Of Mathura, meaning the district, the entire Vrindavan area. Where are you now? Where are you now? At this time, I could not attain you. Then there was another disciple of Madhavendra Puri who was influenced by Mayavad philosophy and criticized and said, why are you lamenting at this time? You should have been You should be aloof. You should be absorbed in Brahman and Madhava and the Puris. Get out of here, you rascal. You know, like, at time of my death, you know, if I'm seeing your face, I will not attain my destination. Talking about Brahman. And Madhava and the Puri was completely absorbed in that same mood. In that same mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. That very same spirit of love was in him. And Madhava and the Puri had the same mood of not being dependent on anything material. Madhava and the Puri had fasted at the site of Govardhan, just chanting the holy name, not making any arrangement to eat, completely depending on whatever would come on its own accord. You do it. Let's see. It's not so easy. But Madhava and the Puri not only did that as an austerity, but he was so absorbed in simply his loving meditation, his chanting as a service in Krishna praying. And therefore, the fast didn't bring him down. The fast didn't become a burden. So in this way, Madhava and the Puri truly had realized the full mood of selfless dedication, which is found in the gopis of Vrindavan. And therefore we can see the seed of praying, fully sprouted in him. But then, later, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Jiva Dharma that Krishna praying was gradually being revealed more and more, like a lotus flower which was first closed and still in the bud and then is gradually opening. And in this way, with the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the lotus flower of Krishna praying began to open more and more, and it's still opening further, further and further. And we're just amazed to see how much that lotus flower is opening and how much of that praying is being revealed to us. We're just slowly, slowly registering what is going on. It's sort of like still over our heads, but slowly, slowly sinking in. So that is some light on that. Thank you very much for such a wonderful, important question. We will carry on with the initiation ceremony and possibly some of this lecture will come back in there and continue there also, because it's scheduled for 10. And sorry, I will not take more questions now, because it's already getting late. But, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.